Available now in the greater Cincinnati area, and it's 20 minutes before 10 on the mighty KRP. This is your house physician, delving deep into his little black bag for a dose of medicinal music from way back in 1965, Mr. Wilson Pickett!
You know, it really hurts me to think you're going to do this, man. I mean, I can't believe it. It's so shallow.
No, I think it'll be fun and good for your career, Johnny.
What career? He's got a career. He doesn't need a career.
Right. All I need is money.
It's always the money, isn't it?
You know, you used to be my idol, man.
Yeah.
Because you were different. I mean, you stayed away from things like this.
Need I remind you that I have two growing ex-wives to support?
You did television before, didn't you, Johnny?
Yeah, once I did a little commercial. It wasn't very good.
It was good. It was 150 rock and roll classics for a dollar.
Yeah, it wasn't good. They were about 20 seconds
yeah,
long.
Yeah, but you were good.
See, all I'm going to do is do what I'm doing right here, but they're going to point a camera at me, and they're going to give me $500 a week. Andy says he thinks it'll help build an audience for my morning show.
He needs the money.
I do need the money. I owe Bailey.
A lot. You know how much he owes me?
Yeah, I know. I owe you, too. For what I think were rigged football games.
They were not rigged.
Come on, man. There was something deeply weird about that Ohio State game.
You lost that game fair and square, Mr. TV.
I am not Mr. TV. And that's the whole point, man. When you look at television, you never see rock and roll really presented well, you know, and I think I've got a chance here to kind of make...
Do you think they're going to let you do what you want to do?
Well, they hired me. Now, I don't think they're going to pay me for something I can't do.
Venus, I think you're jealous.
Jealous?
Yeah.
I can do television. I've done it before.
Oh?
Yeah, not often, but I did it.
Yeah? What did you do?
Kitty show.
A what?
A kitty show.
Uncle Venus.
No, I was Sailor Ned.
Sailor Ned.
And that's exactly what you're going
to
be.
Anyway, Bailey, I want you to know I appreciate your support in this.
You got it, Johnny.
Yeah, so you'll take me down there, huh?
Oh, no, Johnny, I've got something important to do.
What?
I don't know, but I remember it as being something extremely important.
I'll take you down there.
Oh, no, man, I don't want you to come near a TV station, and some of it might rub off on it.
No, I'll take you in there so you won't bump into anything.
No. I'll walk, I'll hitchhike, I'll be all right.
No, I want to take you.
It's awful hard to say no to Uncle Ned.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Hey, John, this is show business.
Yeah. Just ask her for a couple of good turntables, you know, but...
John! There he is, the star of our show. Hey, good to see you.
It's good to see you. This is my man, Venus Flytrap. This is Avis Dropton. She hired me.
Oh, hi.
I know Venus. I listen to you all the time. I love your stuff.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, you might be right for another show we're developing.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
he doesn't like television.
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, I used to be Ned. Had a little dance. Yeah.
Really? Excuse me just one second, will you? I've got a surprise for you. You stay right there. Max, where's that stand-up?
All that stuff about being poor. Yeah, I see why you took this gig. That's a nice-looking lady.
Oh, come on. You don't think another pretty face gonna turn my head, do you?
Right off your shoulders.
Hey, man, I mean, it's just for the money, you know. That is all. The rest of this is just gravy.
Wish I had a biscuit.
Okay, eat them up, George.
Hey, man, this is incredible. Look at this.
Yeah, this kind of makes you want to dance, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Wait till you see this, John. Okay, Max, bring it right up here. Right there. Set it right down there. That's it. What do you think, John?
What is it?
Well, it's you. Don't you see it?
The head's too small for the body.
It is?
I don't worry, it'll work. Your head is too small for your body.
Thank you, Ned. Let's see what we've got here. Barry Manilow. Barry Gibb. Barry White. You forgot Barry Goldwater.
Gee, I'm sorry. I thought you'd like it.
Not too much.
Well, you get used to it. It's television.
I can't play this stuff. I mean, here, I brought some records, see? It's Allman Brothers, Ray
Johnny,
Charles, Buddy Holly.
Listen to me. This is just for the opening show. It's just for the premiere. Get it off to a big push, you know? Then we'll go from there.
Why don't we push off in the right direction?
We're getting close to airtime. I think you better change.
Change?
Into what?
Oh, very funny.
I was just going to wear this, you know.
Oh, Johnny, no, you can't wear that. You've got a whole wardrobe in your dressing room. It's over there. And you're going to need some makeup. Now, listen, I tell you what. You go on over, and I'll meet you there, okay? Max, you made that damn head too small.
Well, this is my dressing room. At least until she gets here.
Wow, this is nice.
Well, it's just a dressing room, man. And you don't think the doctor is going to be bought out by a dressing room with a fully stocked bar.
I wonder when she's going to do the other show.
Your show?
Just a thought.
Yeah. Well, you'll probably find out real soon, pal. She'll give you a little call and invite you out for dinner. Boy, we must have put down about 5 bottles of this over our dinner.
I bet you did.
Yeah.
Where'd you sign the contract? At the dinner table or at her apartment?
Oh, I really don't remember. But, you know, it's just a standard contract. Nothing much.
Well, I hope you had a lawyer look it over.
Hey, man, I can read. I have signed a few contracts in my day, you know. How do you think I got where I am?
Knock, knock. Are you decent?
No, I'm not. You hurry on in here.
Oh, you are funny.
Yeah.
Champagne.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Mind if I pour myself one?
Help yourself.
Not too much for you before airtime, though.
Yeah. About airtime, Avis. We gotta have a little chat here, because I think we got some problems.
Oh, wait a minute. You haven't changed yet. Your suits. I tell you, I don't know where my head is today. I completely forgot to show you your suits. Wait till you see these, Johnny.
Disco suits.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to wear these?
Yeah.
What if people are eating while they're watching?
Johnny, what is wrong? I picked these out myself.
Oh, well, it's just all disco, you know? I mean, disco is dead, thank God.
John, this is a dance show. It's visual. It's physical. It's TV. I mean, kids don't dance to the Grateful Dead. I mean, I love them. You love them. We all do. Let's get a little mellow and listen to them sometime. But not here. Here is different, right, baby? Here we dance. So let's get dressed.
Avis, I don't do disco. It's like the man says. It's got to be rock and roll music if you want to dance with me.
Well, Johnny, like the lady says, let's get dressed.
I remember that.
Good.
Well, then why don't I dress like I'm dressed and play the records that I play?
No.
Well, looks like it's time for Gotta Walk.
John,
You see, John won't play what you
want. Just a moment, please. Yeah. Johnny, a lot of people have worked very hard on Gotta Dance to make it work. A lot of jobs are on the line here, including mine.
I'm sorry.
He's sorry. He really is sorry.
So you see, you cannot leave now, not at this late date. We're on the air in 45 minutes.
Yeah, but I didn't know it was going to be like this.
Look, John, I think what we should do is just cut right to the chase here. Now, if you walk out that door, they're going to call that breach of contract.
Who are they?
The people who own this station and 5 other ones. Now, I won't be able to stop them from suing you, and they will.
So let them.
Johnny, I care about you. I don't want to see you ending up with nothing.
Well, listen, honey, I've been living on next to nothing for most of my life.
Well, listen, honey, you try living on a fourth of next to nothing for the rest of your life. Because it'll mean garnishment of your salary, and they will do it.
Can't you just please find somebody else?
I don't want somebody else. I hired you, Johnny Fever, to get out there and smile and laugh and dance and shake your booty. Because that's what those kids expect, and my darling, that is exactly what you are going to give them. So why don't you shave, pick out an outfit, and get ready to dance. And I'm going to go out and finish setting up, and I will be out there waiting for you. Now, one more thing. Good luck, baby. I love you. See you there.
Doesn't worry me.
Nah.
Hey, are you going to split?
Yeah. I got to get back to radio. You remember radio? How about you?
Well, no. I think I better stay here and just make it real clear where I stand on television.
Yeah, I think you should talk to her.
Yeah, I'm going to have to talk to her, yeah?
Yeah, and absolutely, and you should start by telling her what you won't play, what you won't wear.
Right, records are closed and everything.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Venus.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it.
I was on TV once, coast to coast. Real Families, remember that?
That's right, Herb. You were a national disgrace. This is only local.
Right.
Venus, you got here.
Just in time to see what they're going to do without Fever.
What?
Big misunderstanding. Yeah, but my man turned them down. I'm pretty sure he did.
Well, what are they going to do?
Yeah, I don't know.
Shh, it's starting.
Here we go.
Get ready, Cincinnati, because here's the show that's got the town's toes a-tapping. Gotta Dance! Here's your host, our own afternoon consulting physician, the man himself, Dr. Johnny Fever!
Howdy, hi, guys and gals! Hey, it's time for Gotta Dance! And we got a stack of wives from the beach for your feet. But first, a few words about Dr. Johnny Fever. Turns out the cat was prima donna, so who needs him, huh? Right. Man was definitely stuck back in the 60s. And these are the 80s. So let's move with today. Let's move with the groove. Let's ride the tide. And that's me, Rip Tide. And I gotta dance. Let's do it, Cincinnati. You ready? Let's start off with that enchantress from the silver screen, the incredibly soulful Miss Oblivious Neutron Bomb.
Good gravy.
Puke. Amazing.
I don't believe it.
I don't either. I mean, imagine Johnny quitting and giving up all that money.
Herb. That is Johnny.
I knew that.
Johnny's all over the entertainment section this morning.
You mean Rip Tide? Why? Why couldn't he become famous here at KRP?
This review says he's the hottest thing to hit Cincinnati since Rosemary Clooney.
Why did he do it? Amazing! I don't understand it. Why would he make such a fool out of himself?
I thought he did a very nice job.
Oh, it was sickening.
Okay, it was sickening, but it worked, so it's good.
I don't know whether it was bad or good. I guess that's a point in my favor.
He's a star. A TV star.
He's only been on one day, Herb.
Well, that's how it is in television, Les. You got one day to make it, or you're gone.
Hi, Bailey.
Hi, John.
Les.
Ooh. Thank you.
Hi, Big John. How's the guy? How you feeling?
Same as usual.
Did you see the paper? I mean, did you see your picture in the paper?
Herb, it's a bunch of hype, okay?
Oh, no. I get that.
Oh, thanks. So, did you like Riptide?
Oh, I loved him. It was genius. I mean, genius.
Yeah?
Oh, everybody loves you.
Thanks.
You're welcome, Rip.
Bailey, what'd you think?
Why don't you wash that stuff out of your hair?
I tried. It won't come out. Well, what did you think of Rip?
Oh, Johnny, I hated it. Why did you do it? Why? How could you do this to yourself, Johnny?
I had to do it, oh. Bailey.
Of course he did.
Yeah. I mean, it's contracts and legal stuff.
Sure it is.
I don't feel bad about doing it, though.
Of course you don't.
See, I had to save my own skin, so I came up with Riptide. I lucked into a great scam. I let this guy, Riptide, go on a goon binge for an hour a day. I pick up his paycheck. I mean, it's a great con.
Holy macrimony. I mean, the guy's getting it from both sides now for the first time in his miserable excuse for a career.
Thank you, Herb.
Oh, John, this could be big. I mean, you're really big. Well, Dick Clark started out with a little local show, and the next thing you know, bingo, he's in 2,000 markets. And you know what? He never ages. Never.
Yeah, but that's Dick Clark. Riptide is not going to get 2,000 markets.
Hey, don't be too sure. I mean, this could be really big.
How big, John?
Well, my producer says that the station is looking for somebody to syndicate the show regionally.
Really?
Yeah.
Could I get in on this somehow?
I don't know, Herb.
Well, I mean, I could be your publicist or anything.
It is television. There's probably plenty of room for guys like you.
Yeah.
You could be the next Alan Carr.
Alan Carr, right.
Let me tell you something, though, Bailey, because this is really staggering. See, if I understand my producer, what we have to get is a prime
demographic.
Demographic in each of the top 10 markets.
And the secondaries will fall in line.
Yeah, yeah. Now, it's a rolling market strategy.
Right.
The rate card is based on the demographic slew.
Skew.
Skew, that's the word.
I knew it.
Yeah, our skew is heavy on teens, but if we can get the secondary and temporary...
Tertiary.
Tertiary 18 to 34s, we get a shot at the prime advertising dollar.
God, I love it.
Yeah.
Do you realize that you just used the word skew and the word tertiary?
I guess I did. It wasn't me talking. That was Riptide. Am I right, Herb?
Oh, you're so right. I'm about to faint.
See, that's Rip talking. That's not the doctor. The doctor is still too cool to discuss this nonsense. What does she know, right?
Right.
Right. What do you know, right?
Oh, right.
Right. I'll tell you what I know, though. I gotta dance.
Oh, me too.
Ciao, kids. Oh.
Good Lord.
I gotta find out who in the hell Alan Carr is.
Just sit him right down and we'll convince him.
Right. Tough cop, nice cop.
Right.
I'm the tough cop.
No, I'm the tough cop. You're the nice cop. You be nice, I'll be hard.
Right.
Come on now, we rehearse.
Right, I'm sorry. You're the nice cop.
I'm the tough cop.
Where do you see these new strobe lights we've got? They're fantastic. We're gonna put them in the show today.
Man. Hi, Venus, my man. How are you? Bailey, how are you, sweetheart?
Fine, John, thank you. Well, I think I'll get a move on.
Hey, Avis, this is Bailey. Bailey, Avis.
Hello, Bailey. Nice to meet you. I've heard so much about you. Hi. Well, see you out on stage.
Yeah. So, who wants a drink?
No, thank you.
Sure?
Yeah.
So, what brings you two down here?
Well,
I know you want to see us do the show live, right?
No. You see, Bale and I have come down here because, well, we want to,
Okay. I know why you're here. Matter of fact, I'd just been wondering when this was going to happen. I mean, this is the part where you tell me it's necessary to save my soul, right?
Well, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, okay. I appreciate your friendship, but your concern is unnecessary. Believe me. I mean, I'm okay, right? If you just let me enjoy myself a little longer, huh? I mean, a little notoriety, a little bread for a change. Mm. Allow me to look this gift horse in the mouth?
No.
Venus?
Hey, I really love you guys to death. Hug, hug, hug. Well, gotta dance. Okay, you kids make yourselves at home.
Was I the tough cop or the nice cop?
Hey, we're really rolling now, kiddies. And we'll be right back with our big new dance contest segment, huh? But before we do that, I want to say one thing to all of you out there. God love each and every one of you. And just be stirred and stay tuned, because the old ripper is going to get everybody ripped. So stick around, because there's a whole lot more coming on. Gotta dance!
I love you.